The following program is sponsored by Cruise Holidays in Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.
Good morning, Kansas City. Guess what? Guess where I am today? You know, remember Where's Waldo? How about this? Where's Mark? Where's Mark today? Anybody say Banff, Canada? I didn't hear you. If you said Banff, you're right. B-A-N-F-F, Banff, Canada. One of the most beautiful places in the entire Canadian Rockies. One of the most beautiful places, I think, in North America. Google it if you've got a computer close or something, the Canadian Rockies, Banff, Canada. Oh, my gosh. This is so much fun. I love taking people around the world. Doing different kinds of vacations. You know, like I was talking with Travis Frew with Royal Caribbean last week, and it's really, really nice to be able to, it's a blessing, honestly, to be able to share these lifetime memories in many cases with people that we travel with. I just love it. I just love it. That I'm so blessed. 29 years. My Lord, that's half of my Well, let's see, that's half, not a little less than half of my life, but it's over half of my work life. I have been involved in the most wonderful industry in the world, vacations, helping you plan and find your bucket list vacations, making your life a little bit better for you. I tell my staff constantly that we bring joy, fun, memories to so many people. You know, we're over 90,000 vacations we've sold to people, most all in the Midwest area. So if you've done business with you, may I personally say thank you. Personally say thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your business. I appreciate your referrals. It means so much to us. You know what? Man, we're going strong. Life is so good. There's always something out there. And more people are going on vacation than ever before. More and more people are going on vacation than ever before. More and more people are doing bigger, better, longer, and candidly, more expensive vacations than ever before. And more people, I believe, are saying, you know what? I don't know what the future has in store for me with health, with life, with finances, so I'm going to do it now. I have always wanted to go see blank, and I'm going to do it. I just, it's so rewarding. Kids, it's so rewarding when I hear and see you buying a vacation, chipping in all of you, I'm sure sacrificing, to buy a vacation for your mom and dad for an anniversary. In so many cases when I hear this, it's a 50th anniversary. Good for you. They sacrificed for you. You should sacrifice for them. Mom and dads, I hear this all the time where you're taking your family on vacations. And you know what? There is no doubt in my mind. These are memories that will stay with you and with your kids forever. Grandma and grandpas, for you. How tremendous is it if you are at the stage of your life where you can afford to take your kids and or your grandkids on a vacation that they might not be able to do on their own? Good for you. And those memories is what, that time together is what people want. You know, we're reading that more and more and more. We stay on top of these trends, and it is really, really true. People are valuing the experiences of time together with family. And when is that the easiest and best to do? While you're on vacation. And it truly doesn't matter. It does matter, but it doesn't matter that much where it is. Caribbean, Alaska are the biggest places people do these vacations, but I see more and more these family vacations, but I see more and more Europe. I see more and more all over, all-inclusive resorts. You know, some people just don't like the ocean cruise experience. All of the river cruise lines, listen to this. Fastest growing segment in the vacation industry is river cruises. all of these river cruise companies are planning and preparing to have more families go on river cruises, at least during the summer months, maybe during Christmas markets. Disney right now is chartering out 10 sailings on AMA Waterways River Cruise Lines to the Danube and Rhine, and they sell them out every year, and that's for families. So AMA Waterways is the first river cruise line to prepare you to be able to take three in a cabin and to make the cruise experience good for your children. I think that's great. A lot of these companies are also understanding the solo travelers, people who travel alone for whatever reason. You know, normally they've had to pay double occupancy. Now we're seeing a lot of these companies have cabins available on their ships, ocean cruise or river cruise, that they waive the double occupancy. It's called the single supplement. So you only have to pay as if there's one person in that room, not two. I think that's great. Well, gosh, we've got a great show. Hey, and by the way, very soon I'm going to be talking to you about this. I'm going to wait till I have a longer show, but tips to help travelers avoid timeshare and travel club scams. It's just, you can't believe how big that industry is. In fact, I'll tell you what, do you know one of the hottest, fastest growing businesses in the country is? There are two of them that I think are great. One is timeshare resales. Timeshare resales. You know what the other is? Tattoo removals. Both of them are people that wished they wouldn't have done what they did when they did it. So remember that. Remember that. Be careful. Be careful about timeshares and these travel clubs. Another thing. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm so excited. We've got Mr. John Chernesky. John is the Vice President of Sales with Princess Cruises, and I've been working on this for several weeks to get his schedule cleared. You just can't believe how busy these executives of these gigantic cruise lines are, and to get them to be able to take time to join me on this radio show. I really appreciate him doing that. And you're going to hear a lot about what's going on new with Princess Cruises. And with that, you're going to talk about some of the new destinations they've got, some of the new innovations. Wait till you hear about this innovation called Ocean Medallion. And I think you're going to really enjoy this. You know, the other thing that I love, there has been, he's not listening right now, so don't tell him I said this. I'm a sales guy. You probably know that, sales marketing. The cruise lines the last about 10 years have gone away from having sales-oriented people in their executive positions to having, I call it bean counters, the financial people there. So, you know, just candidly, you know, Mimi's so much different than I am. She's much more reserved, and she's much better with the checkbook than I am. And she's awfully good at sales too, but I think I'm a little better. Don't tell her that either. John is one of these sales guys. He knows numbers, don't get me wrong, but he's got a great personality. I hope you'll be able to hear that in our interview, because he really has a great, great personality. Well, listen, I hope you'll stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. And remember, you deserve a great vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and thanks for tuning in every Saturday here on 710 KCMO. And with me, I've got a very, very special guest. I want to say thank you so much and introduce Mr. John Chernesky. John is the Vice President of North American Sales for both Princess Cruises and Cunard Line. John, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Appreciate you having me.
I think I coerced you to be on this show when we met out at Pebble Beach or shortly thereafter. That I tell you what, I must have caught you in a rare mood. You were wanting to talk.
Well, I tell you, I'm known for being very shy, and when you talk to me in a horrible place like Pebble Beach, I guess I'll say and do anything after that.
And by the way, John is most certainly not shy, as am I. John, I wanted to say thank you so much and talk to you a little bit about Princess Cruises first.
Yep.
Robbie Spector, who is our representative here in Kansas City, she and I always laugh that it was Princess Cruises that got the entire cruise industry growing with the Love Boat TV series. But that most certainly did jumpstart the entire cruise industry, didn't it?
It really did, and it's certainly a part of our, we're very pleased to have it as a part of our history and our heritage, and the fact that I have met the entire cast of the Love Boat and have gotten to know Gavin McLeod in particular very well, so much so that I'm actually featured, as a photograph of me featured in his autobiography when I was invited to attend his 80th birthday party, and he is truly one of the nicest men I've ever met, and he's just a real great ambassador for not only our brand, but of course cruising in general, and absolutely. If it wasn't for that show, I'm not sure where cruising would be today.
Boy, has it improved a lot. You know, I think one of my first or one of our first cruises, John, when we got into this wonderful cruise industry in 1988, was on the Island Princess. Mm-hmm. We did the Mexican Riviera with our family. And, John, you think about that little bitty ship now that's probably not much bigger than some of the tenders on your newer ships. Hasn't the evolution of these cruise ships been absolutely incredible?
Well, I've been in this industry for 25 years, and so I've seen quite amazing growth, obviously within our company as well as the industry overall. And when we were building ships back in the early 90s, what we thought was big back then has certainly just been greatly eclipsed by what we're able to offer today. And what I think is really great about it from a guest standpoint is that it's not just bigger to be bigger. It's bigger to offer more variety of things to do on board. And Princess especially, we really try and create our bigger ships with the feeling of kind of smaller venues so you don't feel overwhelmed with a lot of people on board. You may be on board with 3,600 people, but you don't feel like it. You feel like you're in a room of a couple hundred people. And that's intentional in our design because we don't want it to feel like you're one of many. We want you to feel as a great individual that we're giving you that treatment.
John, I want to talk to you about your ships and your destinations in a minute, but what I want to talk about first is some of your innovations. And right now, you truly may have the most innovative idea that any cruise line has ever launched. And talk to us a little bit about the Ocean Medallion program.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting to look at that and take just a couple steps back and how it all started. And credit goes to our CEO, Arnold Donald, who's the CEO of our corporate family at Carnival Corporation. And Arnold tasked a team, a very small team, with coming up with how to take the cruise experience to the next level. And he didn't give them any barriers to work within. He just said, go and study the industry and figure out what is missing and what could we do better. And ultimately, we created what we're calling the Ocean Medallion because it's a device that is very high tech. It's got a number of amazing advanced features within it that combined with thousands of sensors that are throughout the ship, it enables each guest to have a truly individualized and personalized experience catered to their needs. And those needs, we learn from what you as a guest tell us prior to getting on board, and also what your actions tell us from what you actually do on board. And it's about tailoring the experience to you as an individual. And we've seen companies talk about personalized service, and it's definitely a buzzword out there in any industry, no matter whether you're in cruising or not. And we are trying to deliver that in a way that's never been done before in the cruise industry. And so that launches this November on the Regal Princess. And by the end of 2018, we will have six of our ships that have this technology up and running. So we are climbing Mount Everest as we speak because we're going to a land that no one's ever been to before, and we're going to soon after deliver that across almost half of our fleet. So we've got a lot of work to do between now and November of this year and then certainly through into 2018. We're very excited for it.
But you're investing millions and millions of dollars in this technology so your consumers, so the people we put on Prince's ships, will have a better, more personalized service experience, correct?
That is what it's all about. You know, when we introduced the Ocean Medallion, it was done at the Las Vegas trade show, which is the largest consumer trade show in the world. It's called the CES, Consumer Electronics Show. And at that trade show, it's all about technology, and that's really what it's famous for. But in reality, we're not doing this to create a cool toy or a cool piece of technology. We're doing it so that the guest has that much better of an experience. I mean, cruising today is great, you know, and I think whether it's the Princess Line, Cunard Line, Holland America, Carnival, Seabourn, you name it, we deliver great experiences to our guests, and people walk away very happy. And yet we think there's an opportunity to take it to another level, and that's really what the Ocean Medallion is all about.
And I'll tell you what, I can't wait until it gets kicked off, because you are the driver in the industry, and I know you'll have the rest of your competition following you, but this is so doggone cool. I think the consumer is going to just love it. Now, John, switching from the technology on board, let's talk a little bit about destinations, because, boy, we see that a lot now, don't we, that destinations are the driver in where people want to go and how they want to vacation.
Absolutely. And I think oftentimes I'll be at a cocktail party or just meeting people for the first time, and they'll find out I work for Princess, and they'll say to me, well, what's the best ship to go on? And I say, well, where do you want to go? And it really, I think it has to start with the destination, because that really, and research shows us that that is what is the biggest driver when consumers are coming to us and they are looking to buy our product. It's about, where do I want to go? Do you want to go to Alaska, or do you want to go to Europe, or do you want to go to South America, Asia, Australia, you name it? Now, certainly some people are going to be open for consideration of where they might go. They may not have just one thing in mind. But we certainly start with the destination, and then it goes down to ship and itinerary and timing. And I think for us, you know, we're known as a destination leader. We have certainly, you know, traveled the world for the 54 years we've been in business. And we're constantly optimizing those itineraries to deliver the best possible experience. So a lot of that has to do with trying to stay in port for as long as possible. We're offering many more overnights in port because we know that's important for people in certain parts of the world. When they go to Venice, they want to stay overnight on the ship. When they're in places where there's as much opportunity as we can give them to experience the actual destination they're going to, that's our goal. We want to make the experience on board as great as possible. Clearly, that's a big priority for us, but also to make sure you've left that experience, whether you've gone to Alaska or Hawaii, feeling like you've immersed yourself in that location, the culture, and walked away from it having done something that you couldn't have done if you'd had just flown to that location.
And John, let me ask you this, because I know you track the trends of new destinations and what your consumer, because Princess does such an incredible job of keeping loyal customers going on and on and on and on, repeating on Princess ships.
Yeah.
What kind of new destinations do you see on the horizon for 2018 or 19?
Well, for 2018 in particular, kind of what's old is new again, and we're returning back to the Caribbean for a full year, full season, so we'll have a ship there year-round. We had in the past pulled a ship out of Caribbean in the summer and deployed them to Europe and elsewhere. So we're having a ship, the Caribbean Princess, aptly named, will be in the Caribbean for the full season. Alaska continues to be an amazing success for us, and we're adding a ship there, and it's a wonderful destination. It's a great destination, popular destination for people who've never cruised before. We see a higher percentage of people who've never taken a cruise go to Alaska with us for the first time, which is always great. But in terms of more exotic, off-the-beaten-path destinations, you know, I think one of my favorite places in the world and an experience that is truly enhanced by taking a cruise there with us is Japan. It's a wonderful country. It's got an amazing history. The best service you have ever experienced is in Japan. I was just so blown away by it. The quality of the food, the pride that people take in their history and culture, and what they have to offer. And taking a cruise there, when we first developed it, it was meant to be just for Japanese people because there was nobody really cruising in Japan for Japanese guests. And when we launched it, we realized there was a strong demand from North Americans, from Europeans, from Australians. And so we have a mixture of all of these different countries, different people on board, and that actually adds to the value. And so, or in terms of what you get to experience,
we're going to
places that are very much off the beaten path. We've actually developed these destinations so that a Japanese person who maybe has lived in Tokyo their entire life has never been to Hokkaido in the north or Nagasaki in the south.
Hey, John, let me interrupt you just a second. We've got to take a break, but can you stay tuned for this next segment?
Of course.
I appreciate that. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And if you're just tuning in, I've got Mr. John Chernesky, the Vice President of North American Sales for both Princess Cruises and Cunard Line. And we just ended this last segment talking about the new destinations of the world. And I got to tell you, this is something, John, I've been to 100 countries, but I've not been to Japan. And candidly, I haven't had the interest until just the last year or so, when it seems like just exactly like you were just talking about, everybody seems to be talking about Japan right now. Last year it was Iceland. Now it's Japan.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. You won't be disappointed, and I highly recommend it for anybody that's not traveled the world or has traveled the world but has missed that spot. It's a great place to go and a wonderful experience.
Well, I do want to get there, and I know a lot of my clients do too. And John, you know, I just said Iceland. Is Iceland a place that you're still seeing a lot of demand for?
We have very limited exposure there in terms of the visits that we make, but the ones that we do, it is very popular destination. And I keep seeing and reading in other, you know, publications that it still remains a definite hot destination to go to.
Even though it's ice,
it's very hot.
I say that all the time when I'm talking about Alaska. But by the way, isn't it interesting because Princess for so many years has promoted and been such a dominant player in the Alaska market, both the cruise part and the land or the tour part. But isn't it just amazing, John, how consistently Alaska grows and grows and grows every single year?
Yeah, it's a definite strength for us and something that we invest a lot of time and energy and money into. And so, you know, we operate, it's not just the cruising for us up there. We operate 5 of our own lodges in the wilderness area of Alaska. And whether you want to go and see Denali or Mount McKinley, or whether you want to go and, you know, see some beautiful picturesque rivers and do some kayaking or whitewater rafting and near Kenai Peninsula, we offer it all. I highly recommend anybody that's going to take a cruise to Alaska, you're already there. Spend a few extra days and go inland and experience Alaska in the wilderness through one of our lodges, because it's a totally different world, and it really helps cement that experience so you've kind of seen the best of both worlds, the glaciers, the wildlife at sea, and then you get to go into the interior and see the wilderness there. It's wonderful.
I agree with you. I've been there 16 times. I would be happy to go back again immediately. And hey, John, let me just say one other thing, and I want to compliment you for this. Princess, without a doubt, has the best loyalty program in the entire industry, cruise industry, for your past guests. And why is that? Why are you guys so incredibly strong with that loyalty program of yours?
Well, we're very happy to hear, you know, what you're saying there. We get that a lot. We get a lot of positive feedback on it. And again, it's about we invest in it and we take it seriously. And we, you know, for a number of years, and this goes back a while, we were very content as a company to just keep our existing guests. And we were not too concerned with having new people cruise with us. This was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And as we've grown, we're certainly trying to appeal to people that have never cruised with us before or have never taken a cruise at all. And that's really our challenge today. And things were focused on. But I think we created a loyalty program so long ago that invested so heavily in it, and that continues today, that we're really trying to reward people for sailing again and again with us.
And boy, they do, and they do, and they do. My gosh. John, you have been a proponent of the distribution system with the travel agent as the right way for the consumer to do business, going through us, a travel agency that is specializing and knows all about the cruise industry, and in your case, Princess Cruises. You've been a proponent that way. Talk to us a little bit about the value of working with a professional travel agent.
Yeah, I think in today's busy world, you know, time is money. And I encourage my own friends and my family to say, when you're going to go on a cruise, I encourage you to research and get ideas of where you want to go. But when it comes to managing the booking and staying on top of everything and ensuring you're going to get the best possible deal, go and find a travel agent that you know and build a relationship with them. Because, you know, hopefully you, just much like a doctor, you want to have a travel agent on your team and making sure they're looking after you, because at the end of the day, taking a cruise has many moving parts to it, and you don't want to have to deal with, I think, those issues, because it takes time. And, you know, could you deal with it all on your own? Yeah, but most people have jobs or they don't want to spend the time doing that. And what's interesting to me is we're seeing that millennials, as a percentage of the generation, are using travel agencies more than any other generation. And that's because they're doing their research, no doubt, and they figure out where they want to go. But then when it comes to making that booking, time is money. And they get that travel agent on their side, and then they don't have to worry about it. And they know they always have somebody looking out for them. And I just can't say that enough.
John, you know the hierarchy of our parent company, Travel Leaders, and they just came out with a study that I'm not sure who actually did that study, Clea or somebody, that working with a professional travel agent that knows the vacation industry upside down and backwards is can save people and does save people in the study they did a little over 4 hours of research. But more importantly, and I remember this statistic exactly, $432 in savings. Isn't that something?
That is something. And I think people unfortunately have a misperception about travel agents. If they've never worked for them before, they think, well, they're going to get charged a fee or it's going to cost them more money. And it's the exact opposite. As you said, if the data is showing us that, I'm not surprised at all, because you're going to find that deal. You're going to make sure you're getting the value for your client. And having somebody on your side who's your agent is something we should have in many different parts of life, not just travel. And I think people need to take advantage of it and then free themselves from the time and hassle of dealing with it on their own.
Boy, and there's no substitute. This is what I preach to our staff and all of our vendors. We've asked you many times to help us get our new people on familiarization trips so we know Princess Cruises, so we know a destination, so we know your ships. I think there's no better asset that we can offer our clients other than that firsthand experience.
Absolutely, and we certainly invest heavily in the number of cabins we make available for that for our agency partners like yourself, because you're right. You know, you know better. When you know something better, you sell it better, and just to have that firsthand experience really goes miles and miles down the road, and we want to take advantage of that wherever we can.
Okay, John, now your wonderful assistant, Kay, gave me some things that I asked her to not tell you about that I wanted to know about you, so I'm going to start with the easy ones first.
Okay.
Family vacation. I heard she said that when you took your mother to Alaska, that was truly one of your best family vacations.
Oh, it was spectacular. We took my mother to Alaska for her 70th birthday, and it was my wife, my two kids, my sister, her son, my mom, and her sister, so my aunt. And we did that, and just it was my first time actually cruising to Alaska. I'd been to Alaska dozens of times on work, and I'd never really vacationed there before. And so it was really a first for me, as well as everybody else in the family. And, you know, it was the ultimate multi-generational trip. We had kids that were, you know, my kids were 9 at the time, and up to a 70-year-old woman. And so there was something for everybody. And that was the beauty of it, that we could go and do some fun things together, whether, you know, helicoptering out to the glacier to go sled dog riding. I mean, who gets to do that kind of stuff? That was just, you kind of pinch yourself while you're doing it because you can't believe it's actually happening. And obviously the family time and connecting and really having those life moments that were shared with special people to me is just, you know, I didn't pay enough for that trip based on the value I got out of it, put it that way.
Well, and I bet your mom would feel the same way. And I bet your kids would feel the same way. Those kind of experiences stay with you. Those are memories, truly, that will last a lifetime.
Absolutely.
John, I understand. Are you a scuba diver?
I am. I haven't done it in a little while since we had our boys, but my wife and I were avid scuba divers before we had kids.
Is there a story about you encountering some kind of big fish or something?
I think this is referring to a trip I did with my wife to the Galapagos Islands, and we were swimming at about 100 feet down with a big whale shark. It was about a 40-foot whale shark, and the rule there, it's a protected marine sanctuary, is never touch the whale sharks. And, of course, I got a little too close to the whale shark to take a picture. Now, technically speaking, the whale shark hit me with its tail. I did not hit it, but that was my defense, and thankfully I was not penalized for it. But it was just an amazing experience.
God, that is, I've been to the Galapagos too, and those animals are not afraid of humans there, are they?
No. Well, why would they be? There's no threat, and yeah. It's an amazing experience, absolutely.
Okay, and you are in California, right? The headquarters of Princess?
Correct.
And California is known as a very casual destination. Is it really true that one time you got on an airplane to go on a business trip with Crocs on? Is that really true?
So I was traveling at a very early pickup at my house, and I was getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and so I'd laid everything out, and I wear these really cushy Croc shoes when I'm downstairs because we have a really hard tile floor, and as I'm getting older, my feet are very delicate. I don't mind admitting that to the public. And anyway, I'm wearing my Crocs around, and I'm getting ready. I'm trying to be quiet not to wake up my wife and kids, and the car comes to pick me up, and I go outside. I'm in the car, and about halfway to the airport, I realize I'm still wearing my Crocs. So that was a fun trip to Florida, and then walked into a beautiful resort in Boca Raton wearing my Crocs. But thankfully, I had packed a replacement, a nicer pair to wear, and I was able to switch into those later. But yeah, that was kind of embarrassing. I'm glad Kay brought that up, and I'll make sure to terminate her this afternoon.
Don't let Kay get in trouble. And remember, I'm your travel agent partner, so you can't get me in trouble. Okay, John, I love to get people laughing. That's what I just love in life. Bucket list trip. What best trip you've ever taken that stands out in your mind as far as the destination?
Oh, best trip I've ever taken already? Yep, well, Alaska. Yep. You already mentioned the Alaska trip, and that would have been my first answer. But I would probably have to say a cruise that we did a while back to French Polynesia, Tahiti. And actually, this was a long time ago. This was back when we used to do trips from that would sail from Hawaii through the Hawaiian Islands down to French Polynesia and then through Tahiti and Bora Bora and Morea and all that. And that was in the good old days before we had kids and before they came to kind of ruin everything. But it was a magical place, and it just always comes to mind as a great itinerary. Yeah. But listen, travel to me, no matter where I'm traveling, I'll have fun. You know, I just love getting out there and meeting new people and seeing experiencing new cultures and trying new foods. And Japan's on my list of where I want to go. I have not cruised there. I've only been there on business, so I've never done a vacation there.
Well, invite me when you go there. I'll go with you, and I'll wear my Crocs too, okay? How about bucket list? Where in the world do you want to go to other than Japan? You've said Japan, but where in the world other than Japan?
Well, you know, funny, you mentioned it earlier. Iceland is on my list. I really want to see Iceland. But I have to say, another bucket list I have is actually to do a crossing on the Queen Mary 2. From New York to England, and I've been on Queen Mary 2 again for business and for short trips, but I've never done a full crossing. And even though it's just you're just at sea for 6 days, 7 days, it's an amazing experience. Tons to do on board, great ship, and it's iconic. You know, you think of the history of people emigrating to this country. I found my great grandfather's paper of his immigration from Lithuania in 1911, I think it was. Entering into Staten Island, and he wasn't on a Cunard ship. Believe me, he wasn't in that much comfort. But so there's that history that we have, and I think I would love to retrace that journey.
Well, I can give you testimony. I did that on the Queen Mary 2 with a group, and I was very nervous that I was going to be bored. And John, seriously, it's like a floating museum.
Yep,
it has so much entertainment designed for the ship, designed for people that are going to be on transatlantic ships.
Yep. And the planetarium that's on board. Oh. You've got the acting classes. You've got amazing production shows. You've got just wonderful museum, as you say, the history of the crossings. It's a wonder. You can either be really relaxed and just read a book all day if you want, or you can be as active as you want to be. There really, truly is something for everybody, and it should be on everybody's bucket list.
John Chernesky, thank you so much. I know how busy you are. I appreciate very much you taking the time. This has been a great interview, and thank you for being such a proponent for the travel industry, and thank you more than anything for keeping that level of satisfaction and innovation going on Princess Ships. I know you've got a major impact there, and I want to say thank you publicly for that.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure knowing you and working with you, and we value your partnership greatly, and it's been fun talking with you today. Thanks for having me on.
I've enjoyed it, too, and tell Kay after she's terminated, your assistant, that I feel obligated to hire her, okay?
Done. Consider it done. Thanks,
okay.
Mark.
John, take care. That's John Chernisky, the VP of Sales, which is the number one position in the sales arena for the cruise lines, and he handles both the Princess Cruises and the Cunard Line brand. What a class act. What a great cruise line Princess is. And all of that comes about from people like John. And I think you got the feel that he cares so much about making sure people have an incredible vacation. So that's why they're doing things like that Ocean Medallion with the technology and spending millions and millions of dollars on that. Well, anyway, I appreciate so much you listen. I love to do that interview with those executives. I think it's so great that you get to hear from people that have an impact on what you experience when you go on any kind of vacation. Hey, stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Oh, no, Mark, keep that music going. I feel like dancing right now. Oh, my gosh, I just love doing interviews like that with the executives, and I think it's really, really important that you also know that our relationship with all of these executives, from literally the CEOs on down, we have their ear. And that is important. That is very, very important. There's a lot of times we will ask for favors. For example, when somebody else can't get a room, they say it's sold out. In many cases, not all. But in many cases, if you do business with us, give us an opportunity, I bet we can figure out a way, if you give us enough time, to get that cabin for you or to maybe clear a dining that is full, whatever it might be. John, actually, I have a client who's gluten-free, and he is a beer drinker. And when he found out he's gluten-free just recently, he told me how hard it is, and the hardest thing is he doesn't get to drink beer anymore. He said, but I know there's this gluten-free beer. So I was listening to that, and I thought, well, I'm going to surprise him. And so I had one of my assistants order a case of gluten-free beer to a long cruise that he did, or that he's going to do in September. And they said, nope, too late, can't get it. Don't have it on the ship. Sorry. And I went to John and said, John, let me ask a favor. I don't know the laws or what you have to go through, but is there any way to get a case of gluten-free beer sent to this passenger? By the way, he happens to be my cousin from Fort Collins, Colorado, and travels on Princess all the time. And John emails me back in 24 hours and said there'll be a case of gluten-free beer in his room. Compliments him. Not me. How about that? Because that gluten-free beer is expensive. Hey, anything that we can do to help make your vacation experience better, let us help you. No matter where it is, whether you want an ocean cruise, a river cruise, an all-inclusive land-based vacation, or what's really popular right now, too, are these customized vacations. And especially to Italy. Gosh, it's just amazing how many customized vacations we're doing to Italy. Followed by Ireland. Seems like if it starts with a I, customized vacations are a big deal. Same way with Israel. No matter what kind of vacation you're looking for, we want to help you. And John is really right. Think of the time we can save you. Think of the hassles we can save you. And you heard about the money savings. Let us help you. And sometimes there's a better option out there than you might even know about, or a better deal that you might not even know about. And we do. Our goal is to make you happy with us. You're happy with us. You tell other people about us, and you come back and vacation with us again and again and again. That's how and why we've done over 90,000 vacations for people. I thank you for listening. When I get back next week, we're going to talk all about this Rocky Mountaineer experience to the Canadian Rockies. Adios, everybody.
The preceding program was sponsored by Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.